From Prague, the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.
So we are announcing today that the Netherlands is about to follow Australia, and after the first of the year, we'll be live with podcast reports there.
John Rosso from Triton Digital, who are technical partners for the Australian podcast ranker, announced at the ASI conference in Prague that the Netherlands will launch a similar podcast ranker in 2020. And he also made this announcement.
And we are voluntarily resubmitting to IAB for recertification every 2 years. You may not know this, but IAB certification is a one-time only deal. As soon as you get certified, you never have to do it again. But we'll volunteer to be recertified.
Music app Deezer has added a dedicated shows tab in their app for podcasts and other content, including radio. It's now live in their iOS app. NPR has announced a new Saturday edition of their daily news program, Up First. It starts this weekend, delivered by 8 a.m. JetBlue, a U.S. airline, has signed a deal with Spotify for podcasts in their in-flight entertainment system. As the airline's exclusive podcast partner, the agreement will bring podcasts from Anchor, Gimlet, Parcast, and Spotify Studios to seatback screens. A new podcast network has been launched by 30-year-old Kurtco Media, based in Malibu, in California. Podcast host Transistor has a new website. They've also announced that they're supporting 1% for the Planet, giving 1% of sales to environmental non-profits around the world. Art19 also has a new website and a slightly tweaked logo. You'll see it in our Gold Supporters section, and we're grateful for the company for going gold this week. BBC Sounds has 2.7 million weekly active users in the UK. The BBC's Alison Winter announced at the ISA conference in Prague yesterday. And An Arm and a Leg, a podcast about the true cost of healthcare in the US, is a finalist for the True Crime category of the Discover Pods Awards. As Dan Wiseman, the host, says, there are no police, investigators, or prosecutors in the story about the US healthcare system, but quite a significant body count. In podcasts today, 30 for 30 podcast from ESPN is back for a new season from November the 12th. The season kicks off with a story about two of the most famous women in sports. And that's the latest from our newsletter at podnews.net.